We are learning Mesechtas Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin, and we're beginning the bottom of the oven. The Mishnah said examples of things that you ate that you are mitzvah for zimun. It says the Mai. The next thing it said, Maisa Rishon Shnitzel Tumasa. Maisa Rishon is the Levi's Maisa that he gets from the Yisrael. It says that you took off Chumas Maisa on that. It's something you took off Chumas Maisa. That's what it is. So the question is, Pshita, what should be wrong with this? What's the chiddush that if you eat that you can start a zimun? That's a regular food. So what's the chiddush? Pshita, leitzricha el shagdimu b'shabalim. The case was the Levi went to pick up his ma'aser rishon before the Yisrael had a chance to take off truma and give it to the kohen. And then the Levi took off his truma's ma'aser, but there was no truma taken. Truma is like 1/50th, and truma's ma'aser is 10% of the Levi's chelek. So what you do is first, every time to say this, you take off Chuma, which is 1/50th. So let's say you left with 98 bushels. Add 100 bushels, you left with 98. Add 98, you take 10% and give it to the Kohen. Then give it to the Levi. That's 9.8 to the Levi. And the Levi, on his 9.8, gives 10% to the Kohen. That's how it works every time. Then you have Maisa Sheni also. But the Chuma and Maisa goes like that. So here the question was, Ma'is Rishon Tumasa, it's Pshita. He did everything he has to do. Le'tricha, El Shagdimu B'Shabalim. When it's Shabalim, there's still no Chiyav Truma yet. And the Levi went ahead and got his 10% when it was still Shabalim. Hivish Menon Truma is Ma'is. And then Levi, when he did Meruach on it, and he processed it enough to be Chayiv, he took off Truma's Ma'is. He took 10 bushels, it comes out. He took one bushel, gave it to the Kohen. But Le'hivish Menon Truma G'dayla, he never took off Truma G'dayla. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that's not a problem. It's not Tavel. Could Ravo? Don't Ravo? I'm Rosh Lakish. Ma'aser Rishon Shekdim V'Shavalim. Ma'aser Rishon that the Levi went ahead and took a V'Shavalim. Potem a Truma Gedolah. He does not have to worry about the Truma Gedolah that Israel did not take. So now it says in the pasuk about the Levi. V'Harei Moisim Menu Truma Hashem Ma'aser Menu Ma'aser that the Levi has to take Ma'aser from his Ma'aser. Ma'aser Menu Ma'aser Amarti Lach. Below Truma Gedolah V'Truma Ma'aser Menu Ma'aser. You only have to take Ma'aser from your Ma'aser, but not Truma Gedolah from your Ma'aser. So that's why it's still good. Only our popular Abayi, Hachi, I feel like Dima Vekrid, and even after it came, after it was processed, the Levi came, he should not have to take off Chuma. Because it says you don't take Chuma from your Maisa. Amalei Alechem Akram, Kol Matneseichem Tarimu. The positive, Kol Matneseichem Tarimu, from all your Matanois, take off Chuma, means even the Levi. So Ma Rois, how do you know the Darsh like that? Maybe this process is going on by Shabalim. It makes sense that if something's processed already, it's more chuyav in chuma, that if you have a pasuk, one pasuk says you do take chuma, once it's not in chuma, it's talking about idgon. So in Maisa, after Meruach, the Levi comes to pick up his chumas Maisa, and he didn't take chuma yet, he has to take off chuma. If he comes b'shibalim, then he doesn't have to take off chuma.
He's strong for sure.
What?
He's strong for sure.
With Shaul at home, why not? I mean, Zokta, Dr. Gemara Bai, they said in our Mishnah, Ma'aser Rishon v'Hekdesh Niftu. Ma'aser Rishon and Hekdesh that you were poida. The halacha is you are allowed to be mitzar for zimam. Pshita, what's wrong with that? You made a pidyon, which means you redeemed it. What's the problem? When you redeem Hekdesh and Ma'aser Sheni, what you have to do is you have to redeem with a principal plus a chaymish, plus a fifth, which is basically 25% because you go fifth milbar. So you didn't do that. So does that work or not? Is it ma'akev or not? Well, k'mashlon, the inchem is ma'akev. K'mashlon here, the inchem is ma'akev. Could really, in Bob Metzia, it's a shalom, the gemara, if it's ma'akev or not. And here we're showing this mishnah, k'mashlon, the inchem is ma'akev. That's what Razma speaks out. So the gemara vayta, ha'shamesh sha'ochel kazayis. It says in the mishnah, ha'shamesh sha'ochel kazayis k'min star v'zivim. Pshita, he had a kazayis. What's the problem? Maybe a shamash just walks around. He's not called kavu on camp mitzarev kamash v'lon. That since that's his way of eating while he walks around, that's called a kvius, and he could mitzarev for the zimun. Says the Mishnah afterwards. Akusi mizam alof. Akusi is geirei arayis. They're geirim who became geirim forcibly. They didn't keep mitzvahs the same level as the Israelim, and still he could mitzarev them for zimun. Very thing about akasha. How could it be? Amai lo yei lama oretz. He shouldn't be worse than better than Amaretz. Amaretz, Allah is. V'tanya, im zavn Amaretz. Allah is. You now let him mitzdarif Amaretz to Zimun. Zok the Gemara, Abayoma, Bekusi Chavot, when Akusi, who is a Talmud Chacham, is not Amaretz, and therefore you keep it starif him. It's a very limited case. Ravam, fill tame Akusi Amaretz, even Akusi Amaretz, but what's Amaretz? V'hochav Amaretz, the Rabbanon, the Pligal of the Rameyaskinan. We're going, the din of im zavn Amaretz, we're going to the Rabbanon, What's called Amar? It's a tie into the Brisa. Izu Amar. What's Amar? It's Kosha Eina Uchulim Betara. The Rameya. Rameya says a very high, lofty level. Anyone who doesn't keep chulim b'tayra is called amaretz. V'chomer no, kol she'ena ma'aser pireis of karo. Anyone who doesn't take a ma'aser, he's called amaretz. V'hani k'sayi asuri ma'aser they k'nechazu. They do be ma'aser very well. The b'maydech siv b'deraisa, whatever it says in the Torah, mizah zahiri, kusma very makbe, what it says in the Torah. And that they keep very good. Omar, kol mitzvah she'chziku ba kusim harbim dacht ways Yisrael. The mitzvahs that the kusim keep, they keep even better than the Israelim. Therefore, he keeps ma'aser. He keeps ma'aser, he's not an amaretz. Torah Rabbanan, Ezra Amaretz, what's called Amaretz? We have a bunch of them shot them. Anyone doesn't say Shema in the morning and the evening, that's someone who doesn't learn Torah even. We know that if someone says Shema in the morning and the evening, at least he gets that much Torah. He does nothing. Anyone doesn't put on tefillin, it's called Amaretz. Benazir Amaretz, Kol She'in, Letzitzis, Bebigdei. Anyone doesn't have Tzitzis on his baguette, he's called Amaretz. Benazir Amaretz, Kol She'in, Mezuzah, Pischa. Anyone doesn't have a mezuzah. Anyone who has children and there's a yeshiva in town and he sends them to public school, that's called the Amaretz. Acherim, I remember, I feel a kara v'shana. He learned Torah, he learned Torah Shabbat, he learned Torah Shabbat Peh. He was not Meshamish Tamid Chacham, he didn't learn from Rabbeim. Harei ze Amaretz. He's Amaretz, Om Rav Huna Halacha Kacherim. That means, according to Rav Huna, anyone who learned Chumash and learn Mishnayis, he finishes his Mishnah, if he doesn't have a Rebbe, then the halacha is that he's Amaret, he can't mitzdarf him for Zimun. And that's how we paskin. Tosfos already speaks out that these days we're not medaktikim and we are regilim on Zamba Amaret. We let the Amaratzim be mezamun us, because if not, he's going to go off the derech, and therefore we are mitzdarf with Amaratzim. And that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that b'zman hazeh, we are mitzdarf amaratzim. It's a big shaila in the Paiskim, if you can mitzdarf mechal Shabbos, and those type of people, basically a non-frum Jew, it's a big shaila if you can mitzdarf them, and pashas cannot mitzdarf them. So, but it's a big shaila about that. Roman b'achama, loy azmer leh, because even though we paskin that these days the amaratzim, you shouldn't discourage them, but if you have someone who lahedya is lahachtes and doesn't do mitzvahs, then him you could think, because what's going to happen? He's off the derech. He's off the derech already. So therefore, that Magen Avraham speaks out. What? Right. I'm talking about the lahachtes. I spoke about lahachtes. You're not mekarav him. So you're not. But that's why it comes to this whole shaila. Ayin Sham, it's not clear there. You have to look at like the Pesach Tshuvas or look into my conscience to see some Aaron Karams in that. Ram Bachama. Loi azmer aleh d'Rav Nashia. The story here. Ram Bachama. Loi azmer aleh d'Rav Nashia bar Tachlifa. By Ram Bachama, there's another Amira named Rav Nashia bar Tachlifa who was Amira. Ram Bachama did not include him in the Zimun. Why? The Tani Safra v'Sifri. He learned Safra v'Sifri v'Hilchasa, but he didn't learn by a Rabbi. That's what Ram Bachama at least thought. Ki noch nafshei d'Ram Bachama. Omar Rav aloi noch nafshei Ram Bachama. He was nifter. Know why he was nifter? Because he didn't include Rav Nashi about the Chlafi in the Zimun, that was an Oynish, he was died because of that. He got an Oynish for that. Ay, Vatanya, wasn't Ram Machama right? Vatanya, Achem Oymrim, I feel a car of his own, if he didn't learn by Rabbeim, there's Amaretz. So why was Ram Machama wrong? So, Gemara, Shani Rav Nashi about the Chlifa, the Mashma Luhu Le Rabbanon. That he did learn with the Rabbanon. But Ram Chama, who learned the he didn't check good enough after Rav Nashia. He was misinformed. Lishdachri, the Shama Shmaitse Empire the Rabbanon, the Garasluhu, Kutsum Rabbanon Dhamma. If you hear the memories of the Rabbanon and you learn it, that's the same thing like Mashamas Mirchamim. In other words, if someone learns Gemara, says then that's like learning by a Rebbe. So therefore, Avad, if someone learns Gemara, then it's like learning by a Rebbe. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Ochal Tevel Mais. Now we're going, that was all the Mishnah that says that you are Mitzdarf. Now we're going to go into all the cases that are not Mitzdarf. What are all the cases that are not Mitzdarf? Ochal Tevel Umayser. Ochal Tevel Umayser is a case, Umayser is loyal, they didn't take off Chuma. The halach is that you're not Mitzdarf. Vayta Gemara Tevel Pshita. It's an Ostit. Let's read about Tevel, Tavel Medar Abanon. It's only Tevel Medar Abanon. What's the case of Tevel Medar Abanon? Hechidami. But Otzit Sheinen Akav. In a flower pot without a hole, it's only Chayiv Meiser Medar Abanon. So that type of Tevel, if you eat that type of Tevel, still you can't mitzdarf. You know, it's only Isdar Abanon. Because this halacha of that the problem of bracha could be even by Issur d'Rabbanan and gavetzir and halacha lamaisa also gavetzir from zimun. For example, if someone eats on a tainus which is not allowed, he can't be mistar for a zimun. So that is the same type of idea that if any type of issur you do, you cannot mistar for a zimun even if it's only Issur d'Rabbanan. Maisa region says maisa region shalai nitla tumasa. That's pshita. What's that? We just have a tabel. The case was that it was also saying naka. What's the case of maisa region shalai nitla tumasa? You can't say it's a case of darabonim. We already said that by tabel. So what does it mean maisa region shalai nitla tumasa? Pshita. Let's read halakon shekdimu v'kri. The Levi took it early. So mao, but before they took chuma, but it was after kri, after it was processed, after it became chayiv and chuma. So mao retaim with only a popular abaya. Maybe you would say that your potter, because it says you don't take off. You only take ma'isim and ma'isim, not true ma'isim and ma'isim. Kamash lanka d'shon, like the answer that says impossible come out of seichem to rimu, and that's marba that even a levi could. There are cases in a levi takes off chuma. When is that? After idgon, after meruach. Ma'isa sheni, it says ma'isa sheni shloy niftu and hektesh shloy niftu. It says what's that? Let's say that there you can't starve. Pshita, it's ma'isa sheni. It's also to eat it out of Yerushalayim. It's hektesh. You're not allowed to eat it. What's the chiddush? The tricha sheniftu. He tried to redeem it, but he didn't do it the right way. What's the example of that? He redeemed it on a coin that didn't have a tzura on it. And that coin does not work for Maisa Sheni, even though it has a value. Rachman HaOmukotari says, Kesef Sheshel of Tzura. Only a Kesef that has tzura on it could you use. And what's the case of Hektish that didn't work? Hektish Chilwa Gabi Kaki, you redeemed it on a piece of real estate in Manhattan, but still, it doesn't work, because you need Kesef Dafka. Like, Pado Eva Kesef, Rachman Oma, Nosana Kesef Ekomla, it has to be Dafka Kesef, and therefore will not work, and therefore, a person will end up eating Hektish. Zogta Gemara Vayit, Vah Shama Sha'ochel Pachos Mekazayis, it can't be Mitzdarif. Pshita, Yei Pachos Mekazayis. I told a Rachel Kazayis, and that was a Chiddush, that a Shamish is called a Kavias, Tama Saifa Pachos Mekazayis. Saifa says Pachos Mekazayis. What we see from here, that in order to be mitzdarif for zimun, you have to eat a kazayis. That means that even though we'll see later on in the Gemara, there's a tzad that we have three people, two people eat bread, and the other person ate chicken, you could mitzdarif, but maybe it still has to be a kazayis. Why does it have to be a kazayis? So if a shidim pshat and pasha pshat is to say, Baruch Shah, chalm mashallah, achila is only a kazayis. Or the vart is because you have to be a chiyah of a bracha achrayna, and only if you eat a kazayis, you have a chiyah of a bracha achrayna. Less than a kazayis, no chiyah of a bracha achrayna. Therefore, you need a kazayis like upon him. The guy is a non-Jew. What's the chiddush? It was a ger that on the process of becoming a ger, and he already did a mila. He learned all the halachas. He did a mila. The only thing he didn't do a tefillah yet. But still, he's a guy, full-fledged guy. But kamali taval nochriu. And calls by without taval, he is a guy. How do we know you need tefillah and mila to be a ger? So, actually, it's from this week's parasha. Parasha was about them. This week's parasha, Rashi brings down that the Gemara Yivam learns it out from, says by Moshe, Yikich Moshe Sadam, Yishuk Alam, Ve'nazob Lo Tvila, and that is in this week's parasha. At the end of the parasha, Rashi, we get the. So, the Gemara Vayta. Noshim Vavodim Viktanim Ein Mizamnim Aleim. Noshim Vavodim Viktanim, you cannot be Mizam with them. Amar Rav Yasi, Katan Amutal Ba, Risa Mizam Rala. But Rav Yasi says, even a cotton in a cradle, a little baby, you can use him to Mitzar for Zimun. You cannot be mitzdarif a noshim avod mektanim with mezimun. What's going on here? So who do Amar Rav Shmuel Levi? He's going on a case like of Shmuel Levi. What's the case? Amar Shmuel Levi. Even when we said a katan that's in a cradle, even when we said a katan that's in a cradle, can't use him for zimun. Aval oisin oisoi snif la asara. You could use it for a minion. For the minion of zimun, that you could use, because according to Rav Shmuel Levi, the vara is dovish shemekdush has to be done in the presence of 10 yidin. A katan amut of risa is called the yid, and that's enough to say davar shev kedusha. He's enough to be the 10th one for davar shev kedusha because he's far to yid. You can have a guy who's 50 years old, that won't help. But a katan amut of risa is a maila because he's a yid and he's you can say davar shev kedusha. And the armish to went three, and that's about 10. That's the teretz. We'll see if we pass like that. Passes we don't like the words later on, but that's what Rav Shmuel Levi holds. Rav Shmuel Levi tisha for evan mitzdarif. You also can mitzdarif for evan for davar shev kedusha. Meisvei. Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Shenichas Beseknesses, he went into Shul, and what's Asar? He didn't find a minion. Veshichar Avdoi, Veshim Asar, famous Gemara, he's Meshachar as Eved, he's Vashmal Asar. Shichar in, Le Shichar Loi. He had to Meshachar him. What's the problem? I thought you could use an Eved for the 10th person. Loi, Trey, Tzrichu. He needed two. So he took one eved as mishachrim, and the other eved he left as an eved. Shechur chad, v'nafik b'chad. And taka the 10th eved was the mitzdarif la'asara, but he needed two. Right, the Gemara, how you let him mishachar eved as an isn't a Torah? Heichi avad hachi, b'am Rabbi Yehuda called mishachar avdoi, oi v'vasei, anyone who's mishachar as eved, oi v'vasei, shenem ha'olim hem tavoidu. So the Gemara, l'dvar mitzvah shayni. It's for a mitzvah. You need a minion. Break the Gemara. Mitzvah about Avera. It's a mitzvah about Avera. This is a mitzvah. You can't do a mitzvah with Avera. And the Gemara, mitzvah the Rabbim shiny. Mitzvah the Rabbim is better. Now, why is mitzvah the Rabbim better? Taisus mashma, even if it's a mitzvah the Rabbanon, because davening with a minion is only the Rabbanon. And still, even a mitzvah the Rabbim of the Rabbanon is better. The Rosh speaks out that's Parsha Zohar. That's why it's the Rice is bigger than mitzvah the Rabbim. That's how other Shanim learn. But Taisus sounds like even it's the Rabbanon. What's the lamdas taka? Why you allowed to do this? So there's different pshatim. The Ramban has an interesting pshat. He says that the whole issa the loyman tavoidu is because loisachanim. It's like you shouldn't do it for free. But here you're doing it for tzairich. So that's why there's no issa loyman tavoidu. The problem with that pshat is you don't need a mitzvah the Rabbin. That's the ask on him. The Magen Avraham and others ask that kasha. So I think more about it. Armo shuv leiv loyim yashkem od mitzvah knesses kadesh yiske v'yimne im asar roshaynim. Everyone should try to get the Knesset first, so he should be the first 10 people in the Beis Medrash. Fill a mayor, bar macher, even 100 people come afterwards. Kibbutz love schar kulam. It's a kabbal, everyone's schar. Schar kulam, sakadaitach. He's got everyone's schar. Why should it be that? They came to daven the man himself. Elaima, noisle schar kineged kulam. He gets a schar kineged all of them. He gets schar. Omrav huna back to tzira for Zimun. Omra o and for minion. Omrav huna tisha v'aram et starfin. This is daven for a minion. We got eight of us for kedusha, nine, and the aron hakodesh can be mitzdarf. Omrav nachem aron gavru is the aron a person. Omrav huna tisha nirin kasar et starfin. Nine people look like a sari can mitzdarf. Amri lo, what does it mean? Looks like 10. Amri lo, some of us like dafka can be chamfi when they're all together. Amri lo can be vadu when they spread out. That's how they look like 10. So it's a shayla. Omrav ami shnayim v'shabes mitzdarfin by zimun. Two people and Shabbos is mitzdarf. Omle Rav Nachman, Shabbos gavru is Shabbos a person that can mitzdarf a zimun. Selam Rav Ami a different mahalach. Shnei to be the chav mechadah. Two people learning together mitzdarfim. They can mitzdarf for a zimun. Machvi Rav Chisda going to know Rav Sheshes. We eat together. We can make a zimun. Machvi Rav Sheshes going to know Rav Chisda. Ami Rav Chisda. We eat together. We can mitzdarf for zimun. And we'll see later on. We don't pass like most of these gemaras.